Friday, the 1st of January, Tess of Obteves, Rabbi David Stern, Rossiso Imodi Chesed, Awi Kofa on the Mitzvah of Stocker.
Good morning. The title of the shir is based loosely on the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, where Yaakov calls Yosef to his bedside and he requests of him, Rossiso Imodi Chesed, Be'emes, he shall perform with me a true kindness, Al-Nosik Reinu Mitzrayim. So, tangentially, loosely based on that request that you should perform chesed with me, I'd like today to discuss the topic of course, Yosef was more than willing to comply with that request. But what happens in the instances where one requests or somebody is required to perform not chesed but tzedakah, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, and the person is less than willing to comply with his requirements, is there a din that Beis Din should be kofer, should force the person to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah which is incumbent upon him, or perhaps not? The basis for this discussion begins with the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara teaches us, says a brisa b'me dvarim amurim. Rashi explains this brisa is referring to malchus, which is given when somebody transgresses a loisa say, and we give him, of course, a limited maximum amount of malchus, 39 malchus arboim. So the brisa says, "Bamed ramurim." When do we limit the amount of force that we exert on a person as a punishment to 40? That is the mitzvah loisa say. Having transgressed the mitzvah loisa say, we give him only 40, not more, out of a mitzvah say. When it comes to the performance of a mitzvah say, keep going. Sho'omrim lo yaseh sukkah ve'ino oiseh lulav ve'ino oiseh. We tell someone, you have to build a sukkah, you have to take yourself a lulav, and he is unwilling to do so. So the Brisa says, makin oiseh ad sheteitzeh nafsho. We don't stop at 40, but we continue to give him makas in order to get him to perform the mitzvah that he's required to do. And if the literal reading of the Torah is ad sheteitzeh nafsho, until he literally expires. Some Rishayin and Rabbi Yonah says it doesn't mean literally till he expires, but till he's on the verge of expiring. But we doesn't have a din to be kofer ala mitzvahs, to force someone to perform the mitzvahs that he's required to do. Pardon? No, correct. But we're talking about, therefore, if somebody refuses to eat in the sukkah, and he is about to eat, and he says, I'm not going to eat in the sukkah, and we have to use force to get him to eat in the sukkah. It's not any individual who can use this force. It's a Beis Din who have the requirement to use force in order to get him to sit in the sukkah. You're right, not to build the sukkah. Right, so that is a Gemara in Ksubas, which is brought down in Halacha. There's no debate about that. However, the Gemara in Chulin, that Kuf Yud Amud Beis, tells us that there is a limitation to which mitzvahs we force people to perform. The Gemara has a story over there about somebody who was not moiker his parents. He did not respect his parents. He did not fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av v'im. And the Gemara says that they brought him to Rav Chisda, and they kofsuhu, they tied him up, and they were about to administer the required force in order to get him to make the tea for his father. His father said, make me a tea, and he said, no, I'm not. So they were about to force him to comply. So there was an Amora there present, his name was Romi Bachamra, and Omar Luhu, he said, Shovku, leave him alone. The Tanya, because we have learned a second Brisa, which teaches, Kol mitzvah zaseh shematan sechoro betzido, ein bezden sholmato musoron olel. And Rashi explains that although most mitzvahs, bezden sholmato, are musorin to ensure that they be performed, and if a fellow is unwilling, we force him to do so, but there are certain mitzvahs where the Torah wrote, of course all mitzvahs get reward, but in certain mitzvahs where the Torah wrote the explicit reward that is coming, kibud av v'im is a prime example. The Torah says, L'man yarichun yomecho. Any mitzvah says, Shematam schora betzido, you don't force. And Rashi explains what's the reasoning behind this. Rashi says, Lekach pirish matan schora, because the reason why the Torah went out of its way, as it were, to write for us the schar of this mitzvah was loima, to teach us that im loitza kaimeno, if you individual choose not to be mekayem this mitzvah, zeh o'in shoy shelo titzel schar zeh. You will forego, you will forfeit. And this schar, but the Torah, as it were, is being megalat asel oinshoy. Leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom, as it were, to not give him the reward he would otherwise get. But you, Beis Din Shalmat, shouldn't interfere and shouldn't get involved with forcing this person to perform this mitzvah. His forfeiting of this matan schar, which the Torah has written, shall be his forcing, as it were. But you shouldn't do any other forcing. So therefore we have, and this again is brought down in halacha, Ladina, we have therefore the following two rules. An ordinary mitzvah, we force a person to perform. A mitzvah, shamatan sora betzido, we Beis Din Shalmata do not force a person to perform. Now the question therefore arises, what about mitzvah tzedakah? Now there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Rava, Akfei Rav Nosson Bar Ami, Rava forced an Amora called Rav Nosson Bar Ami, V'shokil Minei Arba Me'ezuzah B'tzdok. I'm not quite sure why Rav Nosson Bar Ami had been unwilling in the first instance, but the Gemara earlier is discussing that Beis Din will sometimes estimate what each person is able to contribute, and he has to contribute accordingly. And if they refuse to do so, Beis Din will force the person to contribute. And Rava forced Rav Nosson Bar Ami to contribute 400 zuzah litzedakah. So Tosis over there asks, V'im toimar, tzedakah is a mitzvah where the Torah writes matan svar b'tzidah, because it says in Parshas Re'eh, Nosoin titein loy, ki biglal hadover hazeh yivarech Hashem alekecha. So the Torah promises a reward, a bracha, if you give tzedakah. So the Torah writes the reward. So for Tosis, why therefore should mitzvah of tzedakah be a mitzvah where Beis Din Shalmata take it upon themselves to force a person to comply to fulfill this mitzvah? We learned that mitzvah say shamatan schar b'tzidah, we do not force. So why was Rava forcing Rav Nosson Bar Ami? So Tosfos there has a number of mahalchim. He starts with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, you're right, we take it, do not force the mitzvah of tzedakah. Over there, that kfir was bidvorim. The Lashon Akfeh used by the Gemara doesn't mean physical force. What it means is persuasive force. It was akfeh bidvorim. But actually, you couldn't force someone physically to donate because it's a matan svar b'tzidah, and therefore we're not allowed to force. That's one teretz that says, according to therefore Rabbeinu Tam Shita, right, if we're going to go back to the title of the shir, are we kofa on the mitzvah of tzedakah? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the answer is no, we are not kofa on the mitzvah of tzedakah, because the mitzvah says shamatan svar b'tzidah, you're not kofa, you can persuade, etc., but you cannot physically force. Ulurinira, says Tosis, however, the bitzdokah kofin, that tzedakah is different to other mitzvah, say, where the Torah has written the reward, and by tzedakah one is kofin. Mishum, the isbol lav, because tzedakah, in addition to the mitzvah, say, of Noso and Titein Loi, has also a lav. Tchziv, bo, loy sa'ameitzes levovcho, v'loy sikbo itzes yodcho. The Torah, in the same parasha, in Parashas Re'eh, begins by saying, do not harden your heart, do not hold your fist tight. So there's a loisase attached to the mitzvah of tzedakah in addition to the mitzvah say. And therefore, since there is a lav, one may force for the mitzvah of tzedakah, although matan schar b'tzidah. Now, this requires a bit of explanation, because L'chayra Rashi in Chulin, we quoted, explained, the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to write a schar by a particular mitzvah was the Torah's way of telling us that with this mitzvah, you, Beis Din Shalmata, shouldn't force. We, the Torah, are writing the rewards, as it were, as an incentive to get this person to do it, and if he doesn't do it, his punishment shall be the loss of reward, but that's it. There should be no further force used to get this person to do the mitzvah. And if that's the pshat, then by mitzvah tzedakah, the Torah said, the reward for tzedakah is l'man yivarechecha. And therefore, by implication, that would mean if a fellow doesn't do the mitzvah of tzedakah, we shouldn't get involved. He will lose his reward. So what difference does it make if the Torah wrote a loisase at the same time? Why should the presence of a loisase make it any different? Because there's a loisase here, therefore we can force. So I saw Shmuel Rozovsky in Shur Mo'ar Basra explains that Enoch Hanama, mitzad the din of kfir ala mitzvahs, which is the moral subas that we began with, kofin, to build a sukkah, to take a lulav, to eat in a sukkah. Enoch Halama, mitzad that, there's no difference to the fact that there might be loisaseis written together with this mitzvah would not make it any different. You still can't be kofa on a mitzvah where the Torah has written the schar and thereby instructed you not to be kofa on this mitzvah. However, Shmuel explains, there is another halacha, which is the din of la'afrusha mi'isura. If you see a Jew, a fellow Jew, about to transgress a lois asei, right, maybe it's derived from a chiech to chiech samisach, but you have a chiv to go and stop him doing inisa. And Rav Shmuel understands, he quotes a ketzois to that effect, in Siman Gimel, that even to employ physical force, the shaila is to what degree, but you see somebody about to take a McDonald's sandwich and eat it, you can actually go and put your hands on top of his and stop him eating it. And you have a chiv to do so, lafrusha mi'isura. So he explains that that's what Tosfos meant to say, that emachalama, kofin ala mitzvah, there isn't by mitzvah of tzaka, because it has a reward, matzvah b'tzido. But there's a lois asay here, so it's not just he won't be doing a mitzvah asay. The non-performance of mitzvah asay is not an issa, but the transgressing of a lois asay is an issa, that's called an issa. So the presence of a lois asay, that means Tosfos is saying mitzvah tzaka, when a person doesn't give tzaka, he's actually like eating a McDonald's sandwich, he's being over a lois asay. Ah, if he's being over a lois asay, we have to stop him being over a lois asay. How can we stop being over? By getting him to cough up, by getting him to give the money. So al v'chiv lafrusha misura, we can't force him, and that's why akfei rova rov nosa rami al sedin lafrusha misura. And he writes, Rav Shmuel over there, that the din of kofin ala mitzvah is limited to a bezdin. Only bezdin can do that, on the one hand. On the other hand, they can do it atzitzinafshe, they can do it to the extreme. The din lafrusha misura is a different din, it's not limited to a bezdin. Any yid has his chiyav al chiyach tichas hamisecho. Conversely, it's limited. It's exactly the extent to which you can force, I don't know, but it's certainly not atzei tzei nafshei. You can force him, you can try and hold him back, etc. But if he refuses and he breaks away from you, then you've been yotzei yochiv lafrusha misura, and you don't have to do any more than that. But that's how he explains the Tosfos. We'll see maybe later on, Bezal Hashem, a different explanation of Tosfos. That's how Rav Shmuel explains the Tosfos. That because of the presence of lois asei is a mitzvah of tzedakah, there's a chiv to force someone to give tzedakah, not because of the mitzvah of tzedakah, because matan svar b'tzida, but in order to stop him transgressing the lois asei of not giving tzedakah, there's a chiv lafrusha misura, and therefore you have to force him to give the tzedakah. Okay, are we clear? There's another teretz in Tosfos, but l'inyoneinu will stop there, and this is how we paskin. If you look in tzedakah, in Yerideya Siman Reish Mem Ches, the Rif and the Rosh also paskin like this Re in Tosfos, and the Chabah writes at the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Ches, Kol Odom Chayv Litten Tzedaka, Umishonoisen Pochos Umasharoi Litten, and anyone who gives less than what he's able to give, Bezdin Hayu Koifinoisai, Bezdin would force him, Umakinoisai Makis Marodus Achi Yitin Mashonu Litten. Aye, it's a mitzvah say Shemat Nisora B'tzidot, says the Shach. No, the answer is because there's a Loisa says there. I'm just now thinking that the Loshon Bezdin HaYukofanoisa would seem to imply, not like Rav Shmuel's understanding that it's a din on Bezdin, not Midin Lafrusha Misura. But in any event, maybe that'll accord better with our second explanation. The halacha is that Kofin al Mitzvah Tzedakah, one does force a person to give Tzedakah. There is, by the way, another teretz, I'll just repeat it very briefly, beautiful teretz that the Rosh Hashanah over here in Baal Basra wants to give. Why do we force to give tzedakah l'chayr to matan schor b'tzido? So Rosh Hashanah says, if you look in the pasuk, it says, Nosein titin loy, v'lo yeira levovcho besitcho loy, ki begrad adol azeh rach, you should give, not begrudgingly, but you should give with a generous heart, with a good feeling. Ki begrad adol hazeh, because on account of this, Hashem will bless you. So the Rosh Hashanah wants to be medayik in the pasuk, but it's not for the giving that you'll get the bracha. It's for the good feeling that you have when you give that you'll get the bracha. So he says that the matan schar was not written for the mitzvah nesinas tzedakah. It was written for the good feeling that you give. But on the mitzvah nesina, the Torah doesn't write the schar. There the schar will be in olam hava, whatever it will be. The schar was written not for the giving, but for the good feeling. And therefore, the actual giving itself doesn't have a schar attached to it. And therefore, it's not limited by mitzvah seish matzchor b'tzidah, which we cannot force them, and that's why we can force. Al-Kabona, the bottom line is that one can force, according to the halacha, according to the read, according to the pashtus of the reading of the Gemara Baal Basra, to give tzedakah. But there is a secondary aspect to this question of can you force to give tzedakah, and that is, if the person refuses to give the tzedakah, and we force him, but you can't force a person to sign his name on a check, because then it won't be his signature, he'll do it differently, and at the end of the day, your ability to force him physically is somewhat limited. Can you be goyva from his nechosim? Can be yoyred le nechosov in order to get him, or to confiscate from him that which he possesses, in order to get him to give the required amount that he's been assessed he ought to be giving? This question actually begins slightly differently, and that is, we know that if you borrow money, right, you have a personal obligation to repay, but there's also shibud nechosim. All a person's assets become meshubud to pay off the debt. If he refuses to pay off the debt, his bezdin can go and sell off his karkos, because his nechosim become meshubud to pay off his debt. So mitzvah tzedakah, is there a shibud on a person? Once bezdin have assessed, you have to give a certain amount to tzedakah. Is there a shibud on your nechosim? So the Ketzos in Siman Reish Tzadik and Choshen Mishpat brings a discussion about this, and he says that the Kesef Mishnah seems to indicate that there is a shibud nechosim. If a person has to give tzedakah, his nechosim becomes meshubud. Someone can collect from his nechosim. But the Ketzos says that the Ran and the Rashba write that no, it's not like a monetary debt. The monetary debt, you borrowed money, right? So now your nechosim becomes meshubud to repay that debt. But here the Torah gave you a mitzvah to give tzedakah. We said Bezdin will force you to give the tzedakah, but there's no monetary obligation, there's no financial debt on your possessions as such, and there's no shibud nechosim, says the Ran and the Rashba. And therefore, if a person isn't present, we will not go l'nechosov shaloi b'fonov and collect from his nechosim, because there's no shibud nechosim. However, says the Ran, and as I paskin the Rambam, b'fonov, in his presence, yoridin l'nechosov. That means we say to the fellow, please contribute. He says, no, I refuse to contribute. So in his presence, we may go and collect from his nechosim. That's what the Ran says, that's what the Rambam paskins, and that's what, again, Shulchan Aruch says. Continuing from where I ended a moment ago, Shulchan Aruch says, the yoyodin li nechosov b'fonov, one may go down to his nechosim in his presence, v'loikchim imenu masharo l'olit. And the Ketzos says, he doesn't understand this psak. What does that mean? Yoidim nechosov b'fonov. Monofshech, says the Ketzos. If there's a shibud on a person's nechosim to pay his obligation to tzedakah, then we should be yoidim nechosov even if he's not here. Shibud b'fonov, because his nechosim am a shibud. And if we're going to pass him, like the Ran and Rash will say that, no, the chiv tzedakah does not create a shibud nechosim. So there's no shibud nechosim. If there's no shibud nechosim, then if he refuses to pay, what right do we have to go in his presence when he's standing there and take his nechosim? There's no shibud nechosim, so why? Bafonov, can you take his nechosim? What do you mean? Bafonov, you can take his nechosim. Shaloi bafonov, you can't take his nechosim. What's the meaning of this psak? Says the Ketzos, the pshat as follows. There's no shibud nechosim. We have no right to confiscate a person's assets in order to get it, to take from him the required amount of stock that he has to give. However, we said there's a din kofin ala tzedakah. Mitzvah, the mitzvah of tzedakah, one can force a person to give tzedakah. So he quotes in the name of the Rambam, in Baba Basra, and other Rishonim. There's a couple of ways you can force. You can bend somebody's back arm and force him that way. Or you can exert financial pressure. Or even more so, you can actually force him financially. Ad sha'ata koyfeyu begufoy, koyfeyu b'mamoynoy. There's an option of forcing someone b'mamaynoy. Says the Ketzos that is the intention of this psak in Shulchan Aruch. There's no din shibud nechosim, but we can forcibly take the money from him midin kfiya la mitzvahs, not midin shibud nechosim. We are forcing him and we are getting him to do the mitzvah forcibly by removing from him forcibly against his will his money in order, his assets in order to perform the tzedakah, it's midin kofin ala mitzvah. So says the Ketzos, if that's the pshat, then I understand why. Because if it's midin kofin ala mitzvah, it's not midin shibud nechosim, you can only force a person to perform a mitzvah when he's present, correct? When he's not present, you can't force him. So Oibazoi says the Ketzos, being that the din to take his nechosim is based on the din kofin, like you can only be kofin his guf when he's here, you can only be kofin his mamon when he's here. It's based on atcha'ata kofeyu begufoy, kofeyu b'mamonoy. So since, like you can only kofeyim begufoy when he's here, you can only be kofeyim b'mamonoy when he's here. So b'fonov when he's here, you can force him and take his nechosin. Shalom b'fonov when he's not here, you can't. You happy with that?
Yeah.
It's very difficult katzais. L'chaira. Again, Shmuel Rozovsky says he has difficulty with this katzais. There's no din. You can't be kof for someone ala mitzvah shalei b'fonav. Not in his presence. There's halachic obstruction why you can't be kof for the person. Not at all. Why can you not be kof for somebody to do a mitzvah when he's not here? Don't all shout at once. Because he's not here! How can I force something? Take the lulav, shake it! I'm talking to the wall. The fellow's not here, he's in China. Of course you can't force someone to do a mitzvah when he's not here. Not because halachically you can't, but because he's not here, so you can't force him. But, that's right! But his karaka is here! So if the halacha that you can take karaka is because you can force him by taking his karaka, what's to stop you taking his karaka when he's not here? His karaka happens to be here, so you can force him by taking his karaka. Just because he personally couldn't be forced when he's not here, that's because he isn't around for you to force him. But if his karaka is around, surely you should be able to force him by the taking of his karaka in his eyes. So, albeit that the beer in this sack of the Shulchan Aruch is not midin shibud nechosim, but midin kofin ala mitzvahs, nevertheless, what's to stop you being kof for the person ala mitzvahs even when he's not present? Because his karaka is present.
The taking of the karaka is knas, or to make him be forced.
It's neither knas nor taking. It's the actual performance against his will.
You can't pay, but
you can't
force him.
Because the Lashon of Ramban and Mabasra is Yordan and Chosav or Mekaimin Loi Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Bal Korcha. Mekaimin Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Bal Korcha. We do the mitzvah, his mitzvah say Bal Korcha against his will. So how do we do it? We go and we forcibly do it. We take it from him, and thereby we have given him the mitzvah sasei. We have done the mitzvah sasei for him on his behalf. Bal Korchoi. Even if he's not here, we can still do that. By taking the karaka, we will do his mitzvah Bal Korchoi. So what's to stop us doing so? Okay, so
with the concept by mitzvah that if we do a kavuna negative, that stops him, he'll
take... Yeah, but that's a different halacha, I think. That's mitzvah. Kavuna. Mitzvah tzedakah is not a mitzvah where you have kavuna l'chayr to do the mitzvah. Yeah, say he doesn't want to give, but we have an ability to get him to give or to take from him, and thereby he will have done the mitzvah. Okay, so I'd like to repeat to you a mahalach. I hope you'll concentrate for another 7-8 minutes to get this clear. It's a mahalach which belongs to Reb Elia Baruch Kamoi. He was the Rav of Mir. The Rosh Yeshiva was Reb Elia Finkel in the town of Mir. And the Rav was Reb Elia Baruch Kamoi, and he says the following halach in this subject to explain the matter. He also wants to explain. He wants to explain two points. The first is a question of another ketzos, a ketzos in Simon Tzadik Zayin Choshen Mishpat. There's a din mitzvah in Parshas Kiseta of Hashavas Ho'avoit. Now, halach is if you lend money, you can take a security. But the Torah says, if he took his pillow, and he's a poor man, he only has the one pillow to sleep, there's a mitzvah of Hoshev Tshuvenu Lo, you have to return his avoit, the next morning you can take it again. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Avoit. So, what happens if somebody says, I don't want to return the avoit, I'm not doing it, will Beis Din force him to return the avoit or not? So the Ramah, B'Shem Tshuvas Ramban, since Tzadik Zayin writes, we do not force a person to comply with mitzvah of Hashavas Avoit. Why not? Says the Ramah, because the Torah there wrote a schar. The Torah says, Uveiracheko, the Oni will bless you, Utzdoka ti elecha, and Hashem will reckon it for you as a tzdoka, so there's a reward written there. Says the Ramah, so therefore this mitzvah say of Hashavas Savoy is a mitzvah say shematn schorah betzido. If it's matn schorah betzido, we then do not force. So the Ramah says, therefore we do not force a person for mitzvah Savoy. To freak the ketzos over there, that tzedakah was also a mitzvah say shemat tzchor betzidah. And Tosis said, why do we force a mitzvah tzedakah? What was the answer that Tosis gave the re? Because there are loisa says there. So Frank the Ketois, it says there loisishkav ba'avoytoy, which means ba'oid avoytoy etzlecho. The Torah says return the avoyt, and there's a loisa say attached, and do not sleep whilst holding the avoyt, whilst withholding the avoyt. So there's a loisa say, Frank the Ketois, oy bazoy, according to the Tosis, which we paskin like, that any mitzvah say, although there's matan sorah betzidah, but if there's a loisa say there, Beis Din will force. Why would Beis Din not force for the mitzvah of Hashavas Avoit? Although there's a matan schar there, but stock a tielecha, but there is a loisa say of loisa ishkav avoit, and therefore that should require Beis Din to force. As it freaked the Kesesa Kasha. So Rabbi Rakamoy, in the first instance, wants to answer that point. And in the second instance, he wants to answer also this concept of Yodin and Chosov Bafonov, why only Bafonov and not Shalei Bafonov. So he says the following. He wants to explain also the Tosfos. The Tosfos, if there's a Lois say, then we do force. And we already questioned this earlier. So what if there's a Lois say? You have to remember, Rashi and Chulin explained the reason why the Torah wrote the Schar, Bezmin, don't force. It's because by writing the Schar, the Torah was teaching us, lay your hands off. I am punishing him by withholding him the reward that I've written. Zenya Oimshe, says Rashi. But you don't force. So we ask, and therefore there's a Lois say, why should we force? The Torah is still revealed to us by writing the Schar, not to force it. So I told you of Shmuel Rozovsky's Mahalach, which was it's Midin Lafrusha Mi Surah. But here Rabbi Kamori wants to explain the Tosfos differently. So he says as follows. He says, if you look in the Torah, you'll see that the reward that the Torah writes, the Schar, is written in the latter half of the Parsha by the Mitzvah Saseh. The Torah says, Nosoim Titein Loi, V'Leyer Lovovcho, Ki Beglal Adoradei V'recho. For the compliance of the Mitzvah Saseh of giving Tzedakah, you will get a reward. At the beginning of the parasha, where the Torah wrote the two lavim, there the Torah doesn't say, and if you give tzedakah, you'll get a reward. Only when it comes to the mitzvah saseh does the Torah write the reward. So he wants to suggest as follows, that there are perhaps two different situations, which we'll explain in a second, of mitzvah tzedakah. And one situation only carries with it a mitzvah saseh. There's no lois saseh if you withhold in such situation. And it's in that situation that the Torah went out of its way to write the schar. If you do the mitzvah, you'll get a schar. And then there are other situations where the lav kicks in. And in those situations, the Torah didn't actually explicitly go out of its way to write a reward. And therefore, there's no makis sorah b'tzido, as it were, in those situations. And therefore, there, where the presence of the lav exists, one may force. What do I mean? So he says as follows. He says, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Matnas Anim, Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh litn tzedakah l'aniyei Yisrael, kfi masheroi l'oni, im hoysa yad hanoysin maseges. So in Halacha Aleph, he says, it's the Mitzvah Saseh to give tzedakah. In Halacha Beis, he says, v'chol haroeh oni mevakesh, v'helim ein ovimenu, anyone who sees an oni asking for tzedakah, and does not v'lin osan lo tzedakah, oiveh b'lo tzedakah, he transgresses the lo tzedakah, shenem alo samet v'lo tzedakah. So Rebbe Rakamor is medayik. The Rambam did not begin Halacha Aleph by writing, whoever is approached by an oni for tzedakah, has a mitzvah to give him. And if he doesn't give him, he has a lo tzedakah. He didn't write it that way. He says, there's a mitzvah to give all aniyim, which is mashma, even when you're not approached. You're aware of an oni, he doesn't have a Shabbos, he doesn't have clothing. There's a mitzvah there for you to give him. But it's mashma on the Rambam, at that stage, not to give him would not be a lois haseh yet. The mitzvah haseh already would have begun. Not to give such a person, however, would not yet involve a lois haseh. If, however, you're approached, you see the oni mevakeh, she's asking you, the hair made of men, and you don't give him tzedakah, here the Torah already said lois amet is revokha, here already have a lois as well. So mainly he says in the Rambam is meduyuk, and this, by the way, is something, an independent chiddush, which you can take out of the shir by itself, that there are two stages to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Stage one is, the presence of an oni carries with it the mitzvah to give him, but no penalty of a lois say if you don't. If you're approached by an oni to give tzedakah, or by a bezdin or a gabbat tzedakah on behalf of the oni, yadani imanan, and then you don't give tzedakah, there you will be over, in addition to the non-performance of the mitzvah, say you will be over there a lois asay. Memele says Rebbe Baruch Kamoi, one can suggest as follows. When the Torah wrote Nosan Titein Loi, the Torah was speaking about the instances where you were not approached by the oni. Nosan Titein Loi, you got an oni, you got to give an oni. That's how clearly the Rambam learned, that the mitzvah say exists even when you're not approached. And then the Torah said, and for doing so, you'll get a tremendous reward. So it is here, by writing the schar, that the Torah limits Bezdin to not forcing the person. I have said, if there's an oni out there, you give him, it'll be a mitzvah, and there'll be a reward for it. Don't force a person, however, Bezdin Shonata, to do such thing, because it's the withholding of the reward that will be his punishment if he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah say. There, the Torah went out of it, around the Matan Sfarah B'Tzidah, and there, Bezdin would not be allowed to force. But in instances where the Oni approaches the individual and asks him for a donation, there the Torah wrote, Lavin, says the Rambam, L'sa'amet, L'sikbot. There the Torah did not go out of its way explicitly to give a person a reward. Of course, I'm not suggesting that if he gives the person there, he won't get a reward. Of course, he'll get a reward. But the Matan Torah B'tzidah, meaning the Torah going out of its way to explicate what the reward will be, was not written in that instance of where you're approached by the Oni. In the instances where the Lav kicks in, where not to give would now invoke the Loisaseh, there the Torah did not go out of its way to write the Matan Torah B'tzidah. And therefore, said the Rebbe Baruch Hamori, in those instances, both are given free rein to force. Because, again, Rashi and Chulin says, it's only those instances where the Torah explicitly wrote the reward that the Torah was limiting Beis Neshamata by saying, you don't get involved, the withholding of the reward shall be his punishment. But in the instances of the Loisa Savior, Medayi says in the Psukim, which Ranam learns is an instance where he's being approached and he refuses, in those instances the Torah doesn't explicitly write the reward of course will carry over, but the Torah doesn't explicitly write the reward in that case, over there Beis Neshamata not withheld, stopped from getting involved and forcing the person. Memela with this, he wants to explain Pshat in Tosfos, and then we'll come back to the 2 points. I'm sorry for going a few minutes over time. He says that that's what Tosfos meant. Tosfos didn't mean to say that any mitzvah say Shematan Sora B'tzidah, which has a loisa say as well, we can force. No. Because, like we said, if the Torah went out its way to write a Matan Schar, the Torah's intention was to say, Zeu Onshoi, don't get involved. Zeu Onshoi, so therefore, even if there's a love there, why should we get involved? What Tosfos meant to say was as follows. Why do we force on tzedakah? Because the ispolav, meaning because there are certain situations over and above the stage one mitzvah of tzedakah, which is to give an oni when you're not approached, there are situations where there is a lav as well. Like the Rambam says, situations where you've been approached, there's a lav as well if you don't give it. And in those situations, the Torah hasn't explicitly gone out of his right this time. Therefore, in those situations, we are not stopped from forcing, because there's no Matan Torah explicitly written in those cases. That's what Tosfos meant to say. In situations where you're approached by the Oni, and the Lav is present, as opposed to the situations where there's merely the Asay, and there isn't the Lav, in those situations where the Lav is present, there we may force. But that can only be said, says Rabbi Baruch Hamori, in those mitzvahs where there are two levels. Level one, there's only the Asay. There's a certain level two, where there's a Lois Asay too, and there, the Torah didn't go out of its way to write the Schar. In those mitzvahs, where the presence of the Lav is, we can force. But, for example, by Hashavas or Avoid, there aren't two levels of the mitzvah, there's simply one level of the mitzvah. Give him back the Avoid, and if you don't, Lo Yisishkal V'Avoid, you're over a Lav. The presence of Lo Yisishkal V'Avoid alone will not allow Beis Din to force, because the Torah wrote, Utzdaka Tiyelachal, the Torah wrote a reward over there. And that limits Beis Din's ability to get involved. The mere presence of a Lois Asay doesn't allow us to get involved. Only by Tzedakah, where stage one of the mitzvah is just an Asay, there the Torah says, you stay out of it, there'll be a brocha there, and a non-brocha if he doesn't do it. And there's a stage two where he's approached, and then there's a Lois Asay. There, Tosfos is meant to say, Beis Din are allowed to force. Mamela, he says, A, he's forenfed with this, the answer of the Ketzois, why by Shavas HaAvot, the Ramah says that we won't force, although there's a Lois Asay, because that doesn't help. So with this, he says, you can understand the pshat in Yodin l'nechosov b'fonov. And we asked, there's no shiv l'nechosim, it's midin kfir, atchat to kefeu b'gufoi, kefeu al mamonos. So we asked, so what? Even if he's not present, let us force him. So he says as follows, very beautifully. If the donor isn't present, then he's never been approached, that's how he understands, or at least he's not being approached at this time, because there wasn't email in those days. So he's over there, right? There's a cause in town which requires him to donate. The question is, shall Beis Din go and take for this cause? It's an important cause, we've assessed it, we assessed his ability to donate, shall we go and take for him? But he hasn't been approached by us because he's not here. So if he hasn't been approached by us, there's only the mitzvah sasei here. If there's only the mitzvah sasei here, then it's a mitzvah sasei shematin schor betzidah. We have no right to be koifim. So we have no right to be koifim via his momoin either, and to go and collect from his nechosim, because in this situation where there's only a mitzvah say, it's matnas chor b'tzidah, we have no right to force him. So any other nechosov, shaloi b'fonov. But b'fonov, we've asked him for a donation, he's refused. So now there's the second stage of the mitzvah of tzedakah, where his refusal invokes the lav of lois amitzis levavcha as well, where over here, like Tosfos explained, in that stage of the mitzvah, the Torah didn't explicitly write a matnas chor, and therefore in that stage, Beis Din were given freedom to force. Therefore, it's at that stage that Yodim and Chosov Bafonov, one may force him within Kfiyah Lamitzvahs, because if he's Bafonov, then he's been approached, then there's the presence of the Lavim, then there's no limitation of the Matan Schor B'Tzidah, and therefore it's in those cases that Bezdin would be allowed to force. So to answer our original question, are we Kfiyah on the Mitzvah of Tzedakah? The answer would be, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you remember, you're not Kfiyah on the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, it means you can persuade him, but you can't be Kfiyah on the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. According to the Ri, the Rif, and the Rosh, and that's how we pass in La Locha, you can be Kfiyah on the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. Can you be Goyver from his assets? The Locha is only if he's been approached, only if it's Bafonov, then you can be Goyver from his assets, because then it's the second stage of the Mitzvah, and it's no longer considered Matan Torah Kosov B'Tzidah, like Rabbi Baruch Amar explains. But Shloi Bafonov, then you would not be allowed to collect from his assets, because you'd be limited by Matan Torah B'Tzidah. And it's important to remember that diuk in the Rambam, which is a beautiful diuk in and of itself, that there are two stages to the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. Mitzvah Aseh to give to Kol Oni, and if you're approached, then there's a Leis Seh as well, not to withhold Leis Amitzvah.